We wanted to give you a chance, if you had any observations or comments from your work groups, to come to the mics at this time. And just while you do, I think Irene has an announcement to make.
In my group, the request was made that we give people information about how to get in touch with the premier. So you can, because people talked about going over there, and we talked about that in my group and decided that it was best not to, but I don't know what other groups decided. But they wanted to let the premier know what happened today from their perspective. And so they asked that we give them information about how to email or fax the premier. And you can find all that contact information on our website. So if you just go to bctf.ca to action and advocacy, and you go down to the lobbying section, you can find out how to get in touch with the premier and all of the MLAs. So you could write to the premier, copy your own MLA. So you go to bctf.ca, action and advocacy, and to lobbying. And all of the information about how to get in touch with both the premier and all the MLAs will be there.
I don't see anyone going to the mics, so what I'm going to do is
Sorry. With regard to Bill 33, some people may or may not be aware of some districts have actually segregated special needs students into their own class. And the BCTF has come out with a statement that that is not in the best interest of students. But in our district, what we're doing is working with the Social Justice Committee, even though our district would never do that. We're working with the Social Justice Committee to institute a policy that the board would recognize that they would never segregate special needs students into a separate class. So we'd like to see if there's any other locals who would be interested in working with that and working through their districts to institute that policy. We'd love to hear from you. So you get in touch with my LP at SD64.
Thank you.